to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think it's a catchy phrase. In fact, I thought it was the price of a pizza when I first heard it.
There's a guy who's a loser. Funny, Michelle Bachman sounded like she thought it was pretty funny. John Huntsman delivering a zinger at the Kane 999 proposal at the debate. The debate is where we are, presidential race, front and center on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. At last night's debate, Herman Cain and his plan got a lot of attention, so that must mean it means something that these guys are taking shots at it. We go back to Huntsman, who talked about a more realistic plan.
Here's what we need. We need something that's doable, doable, doable. And what I have put forward is a tax program that is doable. It actually wipes clean all of the loopholes and the deductions. This is right out of what the Simpson-Bowles Commission recommended, a bipartisan group of people that took a thoughtful approach to tax reform.
Corporate and individual.
Individual and on the corporate side, phase out all of the corporate welfare, all of the subsidies, because we can't afford it any longer, in a revenue-neutral fashion, buy down the rate from 35% to 25%, leveling the playing field for businesses big and small, allowing us to be a whole lot more competitive in the second decade of the 21st century.
Okay, so are you buying that? Is the present plan of 60,000 pages of IRS rules and regulations working for you? The realistic plan, in my estimation anyway, is getting rid of the current system, period. Never mind all of the foolishness, the gimmies, and the back and forth, and get rid of the IRS and have a place to send your tax money. That's the end of it. $6 billion plus a year of savings. It's all about thinking it through. And Herman Cain has been consistently thinking through things in a different way. And that's why people like him, because he is dealing with the reality of the feelings of the majority of people in our country that pretty much everything about government is broken. Agree with that? 800-510-8255. So again, the 999 plan must be pretty interesting, because Michelle Bachman explains here why she doesn't like it.
I would have to say that the 999 plan isn't a jobs plan, it is a tax plan. And I would say that from my experience being in Congress, but also as a federal tax lawyer, the last thing you would do is give Congress another pipeline of a revenue stream, and this gives Congress a pipeline in a sales tax. A sales tax can also lead to a value-added tax. The United States Congress put into place the Spanish-American War tax in 1898. We only partially repealed that in 2006. So once you get a new revenue stream, you're never going to get rid of it. And one thing I would say is, when you take the 999 plan and you turn it upside down, I think the devil's in the details.
666 is supposedly the symbol of the devil. You knew that, right? 800-510-8255. The focus, as we talk about the presidential race and reviewing performances, Rick Santorum takes a shot at both Cain and Romney's plan.
I already put forward a plan. You know, Mitt, I don't want to go to a trade war. I want to beat China. I want to go to war with China and make America the most attractive place in the world to do business. And we need to do that with the agenda that I outlined, which, unlike Herman's plan, which could not pass, because how many people here are for a sales tax in New Hampshire? Raise your hand. There you go, Herman. That's how many votes you'll get in New Hampshire. Yeah. We're not going to give the federal government, Nancy Pelosi, a new pipeline, a 9% sales tax for consumers to get hammered by the federal government. How many people believe that we'll keep the income tax at 9%? Mm-hmm. Anybody? Yeah. That's why people won't trust.
So if you keep
people
if you keep mentioning 999 and Herman Cain, I'm going to have to go back to him. Every other question.
Thank you.
That's right.
Charlie, I'm not done.
Thank you.
I'm not done yet. I've only been able to answer one question, unlike everybody else here. So let me just finish what I'm saying.
Right.
We need to repeal Obamacare. That's the first thing we need. You want to create jobs? I went to Ossipee yesterday, and I talked to a small businessman there, and he said, I will not hire anybody. I will not make a move until I find out what's going to happen with this health care bill and how it's going to crush me. And so repealing Obamacare, and we can do it. Not by waivers. That's the wrong idea, Mitt. The reason it's the wrong idea, because you get a waiver. California going to waive that? No. New York going to waive it? No. All these states, many of them, liberal states, are going to continue on, and then states like New Hampshire that will waive it will end up subsidizing California. We need to repeal it.
All right.
By doing it through a reconciliation process, and since I have the experience and know how to do that, we'll take care of it.
I've got to go to the break, but both Herman Cain and Governor Romney a chance to make their point, because they will both mention first Cain, then Romney, then Brake.
Therein lies the difference between me, the non-politician, and all of the politicians. They want to pass what they think they can get passed rather than what we need, which is a bold solution. 999 is bold, and the American people want a bold solution, not just what's going to kick the can down the table. Down the road.
All right, so, and he is saying what most people are thinking. Meanwhile, after the New Hampshire debate, Mitt Romney number one in the state, Herman Cain number two, as far as popularity is concerned at the moment. So that tells you something about whether they bought what Santorum was saying, or Bachman was saying, or Huntsman was saying. What about you? What are you buying right now? What's doable? Maybe there are some echoing phrases that need to be repeated here. Help yourself to our open lines right now, 800-510-8255, as we discuss who you think is best and who you think is ought to be on top if they aren't on top. Welcome to another edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
How do you think various candidates did during the debate? 800-510-8255. I'm reading some of the headlines. Mitt Romney's performance leaves others on the sidelines in debate. Rick Perry failed to deliver. Let's see here. Where is Ron Paul? That's a pretty good question. All right, so here's Juliana Goldman, one of the questioners, asking Mitt Romney what he would do as president in the event of a financial meltdown.
It's 2013, and the European debt crisis has worsened. Countries are defaulting. Europe's largest banks are on the verge of bankruptcy. Contagion has spread to the U.S., and the global financial system is on the brink. What would you do differently than what President Bush, Henry Paulson, and Ben Bernanke did in 2008?
Well, you're talking about a scenario that's obviously very difficult to imagine.
But it's not a hypothetical
I'm afraid it is a hypothetical.
Explain
why it's not a hypothetical?
Yes.
Okay.
Because more than half the country believes that a financial meltdown is likely in the next several years, and the U.S. banks have at least $700 billion in exposure to Europe. So it's a very real threat, and voters want to know what you would do differently.
It's still hypothetical as to what's going to precisely happen in the future. I'm not very good at being omniscient, but I can tell you this, that I'm not going to have to call up Timothy Geithner and say, how does the economy work? Because I spent my life in the economy. I spent my entire career working in the private sector, starting businesses, helping turn around businesses, sometimes successfully and sometimes not. And I know how to make tough decisions and to gather the input of people from around the country to help make the important decisions that have to be made. Clearly, if you think the entire financial system is going to collapse, you take action to keep that from happening. In the case of Europe right now, they're looking at what's happening with Greece. Are they going to default on their debt? Are they not? That's a decision which I would like to have input on if I were President of the United States, and try and prevent the kind of contagion that would affect the U.S. banking system and put us at risk. But I can tell you this, I'm not interested in bailing out individual institutions that have wealthy people that want to make sure that their shares are worth something. I am interested in making sure that we preserve our financial system, our currency, the banks across the entire country, and I will always put the interest of the American people ahead of the interest of any institution.
So would you or would you not be open to another Wall Street bailout?
No one likes the idea of a Wall Street bailout. I certainly don't.
But you said in 2008 that it prevented the collapse of the financial
system. There's no question but that the action that President Bush and that Secretary Paulson took was designed to keep not just a collapse of individual banking institutions, but to keep the entire currency of the country worth something and to keep all the banks from closing and to make sure we didn't all lose our jobs. My experience tells me that we were on the precipice and we could have had a complete meltdown of our entire financial system, wiping out all the savings of the American people. So action had to be taken. Was it perfect? No. Was it well implemented? No, not particularly. Were there some institutions that should not have been bailed out? Absolutely. Should they have used the funds to bail out General Motors and Chrysler? No, that was the wrong source for that funding. But this approach of saying, look, we're going to have to preserve our currency and maintain America and our financial system is essential.
All right. You buying that? Say, sort of waffling around there a little bit. Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? Who are the intenders? Phil, listening to WJOL. Go ahead, Phil. You're on the countdown.
I think most of them are pretenders, although the one area that's never been addressed is the area of handing out money to, like, that maniac in North Korea or Africa and not collecting our debts from previous wars when we need the money here in the United States. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Why do you think it hasn't been done by either Republicans or Democrats?
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard what?
Any of the candidates mention stopping...
No, but I'm asking you, why do you think we have not... Why do you, Phil, think we have not collected the money that we are owed, whether it's Iraq, you can go back to Kuwait, you can go back to the Koreas. Why haven't we collected it?
We haven't collected it because of politics.
All right, interesting answer. 21 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we are on to the presidential race. What's the best way here? Herman Cain and Ron Paul discuss what needs to be done about the Fed in the debate in New Hampshire.
You disapprove of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, and we all know that your priority is 999. But one of the most important appointments that you're going to have to make your first year, should you be president, would be Fed Chairman. So which Federal Reserve Chairman over the last 40 years do you think has been most successful and might serve as a model for that appointment?
Alan Greenspan.
Why?
Because that's when I served on the board of the Federal Reserve in the early 1990s. And the way Alan Greenspan oversaw the Fed and the way he coordinated with all of the Federal Reserve banks, I think that it worked fine back in the early 1990s. Now, on that same point, I have already identified two candidates, which I cannot give their names, to replace Mr. Bernanke in anticipation of having that responsibility. We must narrow the mission of the Fed first. I don't believe in ending the Fed. I believe we can fix the Fed by getting their mission refocused on monetary price stability, and I have candidates in mind that will help us do
so. You have two appointments waiting in the wings for 2013, for that when his
yes.
term is up 2014.
Yes, I have two candidates waiting in the wings.
How about a hint?
To take that job. I got to keep them confidential.
Okay, Congressman Paul?
Spoken like a true insider. Alan Greenspan was a disaster. Everybody in Washington, liberals and conservatives, said he kept interest rates too low too long. Of course, the solution was lower them even more, and they think that's going to solve our problem. But if I had to name one person that did a little bit of good, and that was Paul Volcker. He at least knew how to end the inflation. But, of course, with my position that I don't think highly of the Federal Reserve, I think we should have sound money, and we shouldn't have somebody deciding what the interest rate should be and how much
large money supply we should have. I mean, nobody satisfies me, but certainly Alan Greenspan has ushered in the biggest bubble, and what did we do? We've continued the same thing, doing the same thing. We think the inflation under Alan Greenspan was bad, so we're trying to solve the problem by inflating even further. So Bernanke compounds the problem. He's inflating twice as fast as Greenspan was, but Greenspan caused so much trouble, and he used to believe in the gold standard. I think he's coming around to that, and before he retires, he'll write his biography and explain why he's coming back to the gold standard.
All right, there's Ron Paul, who's a voice. That's the first time we've heard him, right? We've been on the air for almost a half hour. 800-510-8255. We haven't heard from Rick Perry either. He talks about jobs, energy, and the economy in the debate.
Well, clearly opening up a lot of the areas of our domestic energy area. That's the real key. You've got an administration that, by and large, has either by intimidation or overregulation put our energy industry and the rest of the economy in jeopardy. And we've got to have a president who is willing to stand up and to clearly pull back those regulations that are strangling the American entrepreneurship that's out there. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's Obamacare, whether it's Dodd-Frank, or whether it's the tax burden. A president, particularly with the plan that I'm going to be laying out over the next 3 days, and I'm not going to lay it out all for you tonight. You know, Mitt's had 6 years to be working on a plan. I've been in this for about 8 weeks. But clearly, we're going to be focused on, initially, the energy industry in this country and making America, again, independent and clearly the place where domestic energy needs to be produced from.
Doesn't sound like he's got it anymore, does it? He doesn't have that starch. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice. A two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electric electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years. There has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
On now to the so-called Fast and Furious scandal. How many of you really understand what this is all about? 800-510-8255. There are a lot of people who are trying to make heads or tails of what's gone on. The corruption, the incompetence that has infested our government and the Justice Department here is really under scrutiny. Referring to a headline that I saw earlier this week, the bloody malfeasance of Eric Holder and Barack Obama. Certainly, they can tie the two of them together here. But what the heck is this all about? 800-510-8255. The House GOP oversight and government reform leaders are putting the pressure on. There's a YouTube video which sort of recaps the Fast and Furious, or some people call it felonious, developments. The video asking a simple question, who's accountable for the Justice Department's failed Operation Fast and Furious? Chuck Grassley has been pushing Attorney General Holder and the Justice Department to fully account for the deadly program, but his investigation has been met with silence, stonewalling, and spin. As we hear him explain, here he is talking to radio host John Gambling about this operation.
The program coming out of the Justice Department that's been dubbed Fast and Furious about gun sales to Mexico in an attempt, at least I'm pretty sure I have this right, in an attempt to identify cartel members in drug gangs in Mexico by where we find the guns. On the telephone to talk with me about that is Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley. Senator, welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, John, and the reason you're calling me is because back in January, I had whistleblowers come to me to first tell us about this Fast and Furious and the silly program or stupid program.
Ridiculous. Chuck, let me ask you, I need a little context here. How far back does it go? When did it start? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, it started late 2009 or 2010. But I wasn't aware of it until whistleblowers who had previously tried to tell the people in Maine Justice Department that this was a stupid idea and it wasn't going to work, and their prophecy came out right with the murder of Brian Terry, and some of these guns were found at his murder scene. Anyway, then the whistleblowers finally came to me in early January, and I first wrote for information and started my investigation with the Justice Department January the 27th. That's when I first got involved.
All right. So and now you've got the Eric Holder, the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General of the United States, and he claims he found out about it, I don't know what, a couple of weeks ago or some foolishness.
Yeah, a couple of weeks prior to his May testimony, but it was 3 or 4 months before that he should have known about it, because I wrote to him about it. In fact, he was in my office on January the 31st on other issues, and I handed him about the same letter that I mailed to him 4 days earlier. Anyway, now we have five memos going back to 2010 that showed he knew about it at that point.
Why do you think he forgot about that?
Well, maybe it's convenience sake, but it kind of brings us around to this. If there's some dispute about this, why doesn't he just give us all the documents that we're asking for and let the documents speak for themselves?
800-510-8255. What do you make on the this side, one side or the other? Either what Chuck Grassley is saying or Attorney General Holder isn't saying. What's the explanation here? Holder did testify. He said he was confused during his testimony because he said some things that made him look bad and his office look bad. Now there's a special counsel looking into it, the acting inspector general. Another stunning revelation. It was discovered that the inspector general released secret audio tapes of candid conversations between an ATF agent in Phoenix and the owner of a Phoenix gun shop who had been authorized by the ATF to sell weapons to known Mexican cartel members in a sort of botched sting operation. One of the things they discuss is a third Fast and Furious rifle that was found at the scene of the murder of Brian Terry, to whom we just had a reference. This was in this area of southern Arizona last December. Only two rifles were found at the scene, but apparently there was a third, leading more people to speculate about cover-ups. This is really a mess. 800-510-8255. So Chuck Grassley has been appearing everywhere. Here he goes on with Martha McCallum to sort of rev everybody up a little bit more about what is important here and what we as American taxpayers ought to know about the sorts of things that are going on behind the scene.
These emails have surfaced since the initial subpoena, which have Eric Holder's name on them, that they were memos to Eric Holder that briefed him on Fast and Furious. He claimed he didn't know about the program until a couple of weeks before the whole thing kind of blew up and he was brought before that hearing to talk about it. You know, I guess the central question is here, do you think that they will comply with your request, or the requests, I should say, that are coming from the House side, from Congressman Issa? Do you think that Eric Holder's Justice Department will give you the information that you want, or that they want, I should say, in this investigation now?
Well, they might give us a paper that has that information on it, but it could be redacted or blacked out, as you've seen on television. So in effect, you aren't really getting the information, and they may be technically complying, but in good faith, they're not complying. Because there can't be that much about this that you black out whole pages. You might black out a word here or there or a sentence here or there, but you don't black out whole pages if you really want to be seen as cooperating with Congress. And cooperating with Congress is one thing, but not answering a subpoena is entirely another thing, and you're abusing the Constitution if you don't respond to a subpoena.
All right, so if you don't get the information that you want, I know you haven't gotten the information that you wanted from the first subpoena, if it doesn't come forth in a more open way from the second subpoena, would you consider contempt charges against ATF or the Department of Justice?
Well, that would be up to the House of Representatives, because quite obviously I'm not going to have the authority to do that as a minority member of the Senate. But I would encourage the House of Representatives to use all power and all persuasion that they can, and whether that leads to contempt charges, I'll leave to the House of Representatives. But I think this, we cannot stop now, because every day a new stone is turned over and new evidence, more leads to follow, and we have to get to the bottom of this in at least two ways. One, to find out who the highest person in our government, either within the Justice Department or the White House, that approve this, and secondly, to make sure a stupid program like this doesn't ever happen again, that led to the murder of people with guns that were illegally sold, that our government knew about, that led to the murder of a government employee. We can't let that happen again.
Is it just naivete, or is it skullduggery that's afoot here? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can follow the proceedings on Facebook with the stories behind the stories that we are talking about. Here's Michelle, who writes, his fall, his being Eric Holder's fall from grace, will be breathtaking to behold. Does he need to go down? 800-510-8255. Here's Taco's Joe Pagliarulo with speculation that Mr. Holder can't survive this.
Eric Holder is in deep doo-doo. He's in some hot water. Let me ask you something. Just an honest answer here. Do you think that Eric Holder knew about this? Do you think there should be hell to pay for him? Or I'll ask you conversely, do you think this is an attempt by his political opponents to get him in trouble, to embarrass him and get him out of office? And if you think that, really be willing to stand up for what you believe. Really be willing to tell me the information that led you to that decision. Because for me, there's no doubt this guy, the top cop in the United States of America, should be held to account. It's that simple, right? The top law enforcement agent in America, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, should be held to account when there's a program going on where thousands of guns are bought and then taken to Mexico, and somehow they get into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. The suggestion that he didn't know about it is just not believable. It's not. It's just not believable. And there's going to be hell to pay. I predicted it last week, and I'll stand by that prediction. I predict Eric Holder will be out of a job by January. I do. I think he'll be gone by January. I don't see any way he survives this. And if President Obama fights for this man, he said, you know, Eric Holder, full confidence, right away. And you know what? It's just not going to work. He might say that up front, but trust me, behind the scenes are going, yeah, I think Holder's got to go. We're going to have to let Holder go. We're going to have to, listen, Eric, going to have to resign or something, dude. I mean, we'll fire you if we have to. Trust me, there's going to be some reason why he's no longer the Attorney General. But this is completely, either he, as the representative from Idaho said, either completely inept and incompetent, or he's a bold-faced liar. Now, you decide which one it is.
Well, I've never felt that he was a likable fellow, whether that makes him good at his job or not. Eric Holder has always come across as being pretty arrogant, at least in my way of reading things. What about yours? How do you fix this kind of stuff? Just more incursion, government coming up with schemes, wasting your money to pull off stunts like this, and at the end it doesn't work because it's not well thought out. It's just another screwed up government program. That's how you look at it, right? It's just a screwed up mess. 800-510-8255. From that, we go to the Occupy Wall Street gang and what's going on, I should say, gangs with many of them. That is the focus of the countdown in a few moments.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence.
And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Okay, so Occupying Wall Street now occupies our time and attention. Here hosts Tara Granahan and Andrew Gobel talk to reporter Bob Plain, who was arrested with some of the other protesters while he was covering the Occupy Boston protest.
What happened to you last night, Bob Plain? We're hearing you got arrested.
I got arrested. I came up to Boston to cover the Occupy Boston event. I got up here literally 5 minutes before the police started making mass arrests. I think I heard they made some 100 arrests last night. And I'm covering it. You know, I'm trying to get video and audio of it. And next thing I know, someone grabs me by the scruff of the neck and throws me to the ground. And there's four cops on my back putting those plastic handcuffs on my wrist. Very tight, I should add. And I spent the night in a Boston jail cell. On my way into the station now.
Any warning saying, like, you have 10 minutes to get out of here or you were in the wrong place? What was the deal?
They actually warned everyone. They said, you have 2 minutes to get out of here. You have 1 minute to get out of here. No one was leaving. Most notably, no one in the press was leaving. We were there, you know, to kind of, you know, to bear witness to what happened.
Were other members of the press arrested, Bob?
I have no idea. I know that no one that was in the paddy wagon with me was a member of the media. But that will be one of the first things that I look into this morning.
When you were arrested, did you tell the police that you were a member of the press?
Absolutely. I was screaming it at the top of my lungs. And the whole time I was filming it, you know, I made sure to let people know that I was a member of the media. I'm not part of this protest. I'm with the media. I'm here to document this.
So there were a couple of Boston reporters that were tweeting all through the night saying, oh, you know, the police were calm. They said it was a gentleman's agreement. We'll give you a warning. You got to get out of the area. Are you saying that's not exactly what happened, Bob?
Did give a warning. They were anything but calm once, you know, they reasoned that warning, you know, they'd given it long enough.
Some reports said the older folks that may have been veterans, that they were, you know, saying they had medication with them and they were destroying meds and that they were pushing down the older gentlemen with flags. Did you see any of that?
I didn't see anyone with a flag getting pushed down, but I did see officers punching activists in the face unprovoked.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, the Occupy Wall Street situation. There have been protests around the country being compared to the Tea Party beginnings. Some of the demands from the protesters seem strange. Some people say they don't know what they are really doing. They're misplaced anger. The police have, as you just heard it, perhaps the report on the Boston situation, sort of responded in a way that, in my mind, I think of jackbooted thuggery. And that's what happens sometimes. Again, when there's too much authority, we haven't had enough protesting to get these people seasoned. Here's Taco's Jimmy Cephalo with political analyst Dr. Charles Zeldin about whether these protests will lead to any kind of change.
Do you think they will turn into something powerful, or will this be kind of a passing fad?
Well, it could go either direction, but generally these movements, if they stick around long enough, do result in change. Whether it's change in the form of leading to a new party or a change in a party, or whether it's just simply providing sort of the angst and anger that one of the parties can draw on, it can have an influence. In the 1930s, we had a number of movements that were basically angry. They were angry at foreclosures. They were angry at the bankers. They were angry at the bosses, and they were doing something similar to what we're seeing here. They would do sit-ins. They would stand in front of cars when the cops were coming in to foreclose on a house or a farm, and none of that actually turned into, in and of itself, a political movement, but that anger was drawn on by the FDR administration and results in some of the most lasting legislation they produced.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, most of the elements that have movements that really have gone on to do something, as you said, that didn't really produce any legislation in the 30s, but did help turn the government's eye toward public sentiment. But most of the movements that have changed things, whether it's the Tea Party or the anti-Vietnam War protesters in the 60s, they seem to have a focus. You know, the Tea Party, it was financial responsibility by government. The Vietnam War, obviously, was to end the battle there. Do you think they need to better define what they want?
Oh, I think it'll come naturally. What tends to happen is that as this goes on and broadens out, ironically, it tends to narrow down what people are focused on. Right now, the main focus is we're angry, we're frustrated, we're tired of this. And by the way, we blame Wall Street. We blame the people, the malefactors of wealth, as FDR called them. And what will happen, what's missing is not the focus of what they're concerned with. What's missing is the answers to fix it. And that will come with time, or it will be, in a sense, co-opted by one of the parties. And they'll propose answers that this group will sit back and say, okay, that works for us, as long as it meets our concern, which is we want change.
Okay. Who doesn't? Talk host Pat Campbell and Eddie Huff referring to Glenn Beck's comments about the Wall Street protesters dragging this. Well, let them explain. But this is not complicated, but an interesting overview of what some people think the situation is all about.
We've got Glenn Beck, the master of doom and gloom, and here's what he's predicting is going to go on with these Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Tulsa, Occupy Oklahoma City rallies.
Capitalists, if you think that you can play footsies with these people, you're wrong.
No footsies?
They will come for you and drag you into the streets and kill you. They will do it.
You need your children?
They're not messing around. Those in the media, and I say this, I am included in this. They will drag us out into the streets and kill us. If you're wealthy, they will kill you for what you have.
We're safe.
You cannot tolerate this kind of stuff. You certainly don't encourage it. Nancy Pelosi, do you really think that these people are somehow or another going to reason with you? You really think that the people who are out in the street right now and saying that the government betrayed us, that they have gotten rich, that the politicians are only in it for themselves, that they don't believe in either party anymore, they don't believe that the politicians are anything but corrupt, that the politicians took all of the money themselves, robbed the Treasury, and gave it to the big bankers. Do you really think Nancy Pelosi is someone who voted for TARP? They're going to reason with you?
Is somebody who's filthy rich?
Yeah, they're going to take you off of your private jet, and they're going to burn your farm down to the ground. They're going to burn your vineyards down to the ground.
Yeah. Wow, Glenn's not really painting a rosy picture there. You think he's a little over the top there? Do you see it going down that road?
No. I don't. I think the difference here is that you have enough sane Americans that buy in a little bit, somewhat, to the whole notion that something's wrong with our government.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not ready to scrap it all.
Protests are good. All right, that's the end of this hour of the Countdown. Food for thought here. I'm Doug Steffens.